I don't know why I'm wearing this. I'm going to end up taking off anyway. Alright. So. My guys might think it's kind of scatterbrained, but I think it makes sense. I think it flows nicely. Inspiration is a strange thing. It's not something everyone has. It's not something I can speak for everyone for, but I'm willing to bet everyone has had a moment of inspiration. It seems most often to be an idea in a moment, something to take and run with or ignore and let fizzle out like a kindleless flame. Or if you're like me, you write it down, you tell yourself you'll come back to it later, but you never do. If you've ever been bored, maybe it's motivated you to try something new, step out of your comfort zone, or get started on something you've been putting off. When we're content with how things are, we're more apt to allow them to stay the same. It's when we feel things could be better that we seek improvement. There's power to be had in inspiration. Think of Leonardo da Vinci and Nikola Tesla, two inventors who had notebooks full of ideas for things that they didn't even have the resources to build at the time. Technology had simply not caught up with their minds. Now imagine, if you will, a time you had a moment of inspiration. What led up to it? Was it a spontaneous thought? Was it more than that? I expect I won't be standing here very long. So if anyone has a story to share, please, I would like to open this up for an active discussion. Moment of inspiration. It's very broad, I know. It's very broad.
The prayer that I just prayed, I spent about a month in Nairobi, Kenya, and the surrounding villages working with the poorest of the poor. Think Mother Teresa in Calcutta. I mean, that's what I experienced there. And I was inspired that I needed to pray this in a way that would bring the church's awareness to those whom our Lord calls the least of these. And so I wrote that prayer, and I prayed it many times. And so the prayer you experienced was the fruits of that experience. And I believe the Lord inspired that.
Perfect. Exactly. Great.
When there's a good biblical discussion, I get moments of inspiration and insights into what I need to do, how I need to.
Right, good. You guys cut me off. You went straight for where I was going. Anyone else? Jake? Kelly, any inspirations when you're doing rodeo? Well, you guys, yeah, like I said, you guys cut me off. I went straight to where I was going. inspiration that we feel comes from God. As opposed to like inspiration, oh, I feel inspired to get up and clean my room today. Good. I'm glad you guys jumped right to the meaty bits. All right. Inspiration is a tool used by God himself. Like Chris is a great example. It's something, it wasn't just a spontaneous thought. It was something he was inspired to work at, to work toward, to work for, to inspire us to at least become aware of it, or to take part in the solution. There are no limits. I'll start over. Inspiration is a tool used by God himself. There are no limits to his imagination. I've heard it said that the image of God that we were created in is our ability to create like he does. Now that's like comparing Minecraft's creative mode versus its survival mode, but you can be creative nonetheless. Minecraft is this really overly popular game where you break blocks and collect stuff and then you build stuff. Legos where stuff tries to kill you. And in survival mode, stuff comes and murders you. In creative mode, you get everything. You start with everything. So you just get to build what you want. Nikola Tesla would have probably killed for that. We all know that God took a part of himself, stuck in our heads, and that part is the Holy Spirit. I like to think that the Holy Spirit as an alarm and or a messenger of sorts. When you at some point in your life need to realize something or say something to someone, it's the Spirit that sets off that bell. Yo, now is the time for you to say this. Someone out there needs to hear it. Help pick up the contents of that spilled backpack. That person needs to pick me up. I see this as a tremendous reason not to stifle the Spirit. That includes ours or anyone else's. From 1 Thessalonians 5:19 through 22, it says, "Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil." Ah, what about prophecies, Thomas? I'm about to tell you, so hold your woman-haired, scorpion-tailed, locust horses. Another form of inspiration, as you might guess, is being inspired. Excuse me. That may come from rousing speech or motivational talk. Take the example of soldiers in war. You're led by the captain of the squad. The mission is to hold the enemy until help arrives, until rescue comes. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough fight. It's kind of how I picture Revelation. Just hold out as long as you can. We might not all make it through, but we'll all win in the end. John was instructed to write that prophecy to inspire the seven churches to stay strong. And it should be the same for us. There might not be locust horses, but the end is coming, and it's our job to be ready. Thankfully, we have people like Joe and Dave to keep us on track. Listening to Dave is inspiring. Hopefully, to someone out here, what I'm saying is inspiring in some way. Otherwise, I've wasted all of our time. Inspiration, in another sense, is also encouragement. Look through the book of Acts, and you'll see it over and over and over again. We encouraged them, and we left. They encouraged us, and we left. This is Paul and Silas and all the apostles on their missionary trips to different places, to sprouting young churches. They fed each other. They fed one another, both physically and spiritually. Excuse me. Yes. Encourage and variations of the word are used over 35 times in the New Testament in NIV translation. And what of it? I think it's something we need to replicate. We should encourage one another continually. I'm not trying to knock you guys. You do a wonderful job of encouraging. The fact I'm up here is proof of that. Hebrews 3:13 reads, "But encourage one another daily, as long as it's called today." I'll read that again. Excuse me. "But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness." By that, all I'm suggesting is that out there, excuse me, the world tries to tear us down. In this place, not just this building, but when we're with each other, gathered as a church, we should build each other up. We don't always realize how another of us is doing. With that, I would like to offer an invitation. On top of our usual one, if anyone needs encouragement or is feeling uninspired, please come forward so we can all work through it together. Hebrews 3:14, "We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the very end."
Thou hast all.
Please turn your songbooks to, if I remember correctly, 705. Yeah, 705.